What's up, people? This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is episode 117.
The light, bitches.
Oh my God, light.
Yeah, we're here. And
we're here and we're queer.
Oh my God. So, what's going on?
Not much. What's been going on with you?
I woke up at 3 today, which was awesome.
And sucks. I've been at work for 9 hours.
Right.
No. 8 hours.
And I played some Metroid Prime 3, and I did the dishes. And
correct yourself.
What?
Correct yourself.
The dishes?
You put the dishes in the dishwasher.
I cleaned the dishes and put them in the dishwasher.
If the dishes were clean, they would be in the cabinet.
I scrubbed out the crap that the dishwasher can't get.
Oh, God. Whatever.
Excuse you.
Excuse you.
I wasn't done yet. I did the dishes. That's it.
Okay.
And then I went to Best Buy. Well, I helped out my friend with her computer, but I couldn't help out with it.
Because it was a PC?
No, it's because it was 4 years old.
They couldn't find its operating system?
It's because it was 4 years old and she didn't know how to fix
that
it.
That doesn't happen with a Mac.
Yeah, but a Mac wouldn't happen in her house because she doesn't have $1 billion. Don't get me started. Get me started. Me and Brady were talking about this.
Don't get me started.
And
don't
it's like, yeah, dude, I understand. They're good products. It's fine. It's not about that. It's that I can't afford it. Ever. It's never going to happen. I only use computers for certain things, and I will never, ever in my life pay more than $800 for a computer. Laptop or desktop, it doesn't matter. So, therefore, Apple will never be in my house because
you never know. The prices may go down.
No, because every time they come out with a new one, they don't sell the old ones anymore.
But if they get a higher market and people wanting computers, they're cheap. Their prices will go down.
What do you mean a higher market? Everybody knows them.
It's the same way like Gateway or whatever. That's why their computers are so cheap, because everybody can buy them.
No, it's because they're bankrupt. Gateway, like, isn't even around anymore. They got rid of all their stores.
Whatever. What is it called now? Like
Dell?
E-Trade or something? Oh, Dell.
E-Machine?
Yeah, E-Machine.
They're different.
Did I say E-Trade?
Yes. Assurance.com.
So, I was talking to Christian today, one of our listeners, and
the one who sends you naughty pictures.
He doesn't send me naughty
pictures.
The
one who asks for naughty pictures?
Yes. Anyway, he's supposed to come see us at the beginning of next year. He's going to come out and hang out for a week.
Okay.
It's cool. And Kyle's coming in a few weeks.
I know. I'm excited for that.
I'm sure you are.
Stop.
So, what else has been? Oh, we got our electricity bill, and I almost had a fucking heart attack.
I don't know.
Herb's going to have a heart attack because he has to pay that shit.
Yeah.
$195. I thought I was going to die. It has never been that high before.
I should probably unplug that little fridge that I brought in the room.
Yeah, that might help.
I don't know what else.
We switched some of the light bulbs to the little the coil ones. Isn't that supposed to help?
Yeah. We have to leave the air off, or not off, but like way up during the day too.
Yeah, it's like 75 in here and it's hot as hell.
Like, here's my mom used to do it like this. Like in Arizona, it was like, if we're in the house, 74, 73. If we're not at the house, you put it up to 80.
80? Oh, okay.
If
when you're
not
there.
Here. Yeah, because then there's no reason. And it's starting to get nicer outside at night now anyway, so.
Yeah, maybe we can sleep with our windows open.
I ate so much at Chili's, I'm fucking full as hell. I'm like, blah.
How's it go again?
Blah.
Slow motion?
Blah.
So I was on the Archer show today. Go check it out, archerradio.com.
Yeah.
I was on I'm going to be on Thursdays and Fridays show. And he was talking about our extravagant video podcast that we made of a whole 13 seconds.
Dude, whatever. Does he have one? No.
What? Video?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Oh,
he actually did one on how to clean crumbs out of your toaster. And then he did one of...
Crumbs?
Crumbs. And then he did one of a tour of his refrigerator.
Whoa, how do you not know? There's a fucking tray and a toaster. How rocket science is it?
I know. It was just someone asked him to do, so he did it. He's so cute. You would like him.
Do they have a toaster fetish? Or?
Ooh, what if they did? And what if, like, to get off, they had to, like, stick their dick in the toaster and then pop it down, and then they came once it came out?
I love how my mom is listening to this. So,
I'm not finished.
Oh.
But anyway, he's told everyone that we're supposed to come out with this extravagant video podcast. He's like, high production. I'm like, yeah, real high production.
Well, I'm not much for CGI, so.
And then what else was I going to say? Oh, a lot of people might not know about episode 116 because iTunes, some people have it set that only iTunes picks up the latest podcast. And I posted 116, and then right afterwards, I posted the video. So some people may not have gotten 116. So if you haven't, go back and check it out. We play some gangsta music on it.
Oh, yeah, that one was actually really...
Damn, motherfucker, goddamn.
That one was really funny, actually.
It was, because it was 3 o'clock in the morning, everyone was fucking tired as hell, and it was funny.
Halfly tipsy. Halfly.
Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
But yeah, so as such, in our late episodes, we like to talk about ourselves, as we always do.
Yeah,
and
we're beautiful people.
Life is good. Everybody's like, how is it, and how is it, Florida boy? And I'm like, well, considering I'm from here, it's good. I don't know, everybody just, you know, everybody does this call, it says Florida boy. I've heard that like 10 times. Like, I moved here, like I'm this transplant.
You're
it's
a
like,
Florida cracker boy.
It's like, you know I'm from here, right? And people are like, really? Like, yeah, that's why I came back. Why do you think I would come to Florida?
For me.
Maybe.
So I'm joining a gym, everyone. To lose 100 pounds in 1 year.
Oh, my God.
And I think Herb's afraid I'm going to lose so much weight that he'll no longer be a chubby chaser anymore. Are you nervous?
You mean that I won't find you attractive?
Yeah, because I won't be fat.
Ooh, I had to yawn. Excuse me. No, you'll be cute.
Just if I looked like what I am on the refrigerator over there, would that be okay?
I think that's a little too skinny for me.
That was only at 200 pounds.
It's a little too skinny for me.
Oh, my God.
If you were 5'9".
Isn't that awesome, everyone? If you're 200 pounds, that's way too skinny for her.
No, it depends on how tall you are.
If you're 200 pounds and 3'5", Herb's going to be all over you like white on rice.
Everybody, like doesn't get this. It's like, yes, I like big guys.
And you cannot lie.
But there's a wide range. And people are like, oh, so I have to be like hugely fat. I'm like, no.
You don't like 500 pounders?
Anywhere from 5'6 and 190 to 6'6 and 400 pounds. I don't care.
Oh, my God.
As long as you're not, like, unhealthy and you need special shoes and, like, a walking cane. And
Herb's like, and a special car.
Yeah. That's, like, you know, it's too much. But if you're really tall, then it evens out. I mean, it all depends on how tall you are. If I was 5'6, I would be really chubby. Because I'm 6'2 and I'm 165, so I would be quite pudgy. But
and it's true, you know, what they say about the skinny boys.
I guess
you know it. So
anyway, I don't know. Things
I'm
are good
lose
though.
A bunch of weight, and I'm gonna be skinny.
You look good.
Well, as long Herb as seems good. To think that I don't look like I weigh 300 pounds, but I feel like I weigh 300 pounds.
It's because you wear those big-ass shirts.
Actually, I feel like I weigh 600 pounds.
Oh, here's something.
Oh, no, here we go. All right.
This is coming from a skinny point of view. I'm going to do my pros and cons right here. This is coming from a point of view that's not your own body, so you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know how other people see you in a third-person view because your whole life is in a first person. So here's how you look. Big guys, here's my don't do's of the week.
We should come up with
do
new
not,
music for this.
Yeah, I know. We need to. Okay. My checkouts and my don't do's. I change the names of them all the time, too. No more of this wearing big clothes, guys. I understand things have to fit you, but you don't. If you're 300 pounds and 6'1", you do not need to wear a 3XL. excuse you. My boyfriend was big. My ex-boyfriend was bigger than you. Mm-hmm. He was like 360 and 6'3", and he was. I fit him into an XL, and he looked better, and he felt better, and he once he fucking looked in the mirror, he was like, "Oh, it really does look better."
No.
Yes, it makes you look thinner because the clothes are thinner on you. Why do you? If you wear big clothes, you look big. Why
yeah,
do you think those
looks
gangster
like
fools
the
look so
fat? Shirt is screaming. Wanting to be let loose because it's
well, you
being
don't
stretched
have to wear XL
limit.
If it's too small for you, but you don't have to wear 3XL.
I don't wear a 3XL.
Yes, you do.
I wear 2X.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. There's only one shirt that I have a 3XL.
Well, that's the shirt you wear all the time.
What?
Apparently.
Oh, my God.
I think big shirts on big people do not look good. It makes you look bigger. You're trying to fit in the clothes. You know, trust me. Trust me from the outside. I'm attracted to big men. I know how
they
look.
You're not fat. You don't realize. You don't understand.
You look bigger when you wear big
clothes.
That's
our fat disgruntled.
Just like when I was in middle school and no clothes would fit me because I was a skinny motherfucker, even more so. And being gangster was like cool back then. And if you didn't like rap, you got shot in Miami or whatever. We all wore big clothes. All the kids wore baggy clothes. And it was like before this whole, like, you know, pants on your ankles, like wearing lugs bullshit. It was like just big clothes, big, like, you know,
you
like
wear your pants around your ankles.
Boss and Nike and Reebok and freaking British Knights and shit.
BKs.
Yeah, BKs was the shit. And it was just like, you know, I think the clothing style was a little cooler in the 90s as far as everything goes, pretty much.
Oh, I look at some of the stuff I wore. I'm like, how?
I'm not talking about
the
hair on Full House.
That?
And I'm not talking about MC Hammer pants either. That was like early 90s. I'm talking about.
I so had those.
Hammer time. What was I going to say, though? I don't know. I think big clothes on big people don't look great. Just like super skinny clothes on super skinny guys doesn't look great either. You have to. It's a balance. You have to get something that's comfortable for you but doesn't exaggerate anything because then you look worse than you. You look worse than you realize because you can't tell from the eyes of somebody else.
So now you're saying I'm fatter?
With those clothes, yeah. It makes you look fatter. If you wear 2XL, but you're not an actual 2XL.
You're dead to me.
Oh, stop.
Until we get to bed. And I'll show you some 2XL.
Oh, my God. All right. And my checkouts for this week. I've only got one, I think. No more.
Ladybug wants you to suggest some PS2 games.
Okay. No more of this FM transmitter bullshit. For all you people out there that have iPods or MP3 players or whatever, the world needs to invent a new standard for like FM transmitters.
Bluetooth.
They suck ass. Bluetooth, yeah. Bluetooth even. I mean, even do that. That's fine. I should not have to buy a brand new car, you know, a deck for like a custom deck for my car. Just so that I can listen to my damn MP3 player without using FM bullshit. It sounds so bad and it never works.
FM bullshit.
And the way my car works, I won't explain it on the show because it'll take
an
hour.
Forever.
But the way my car works, to get a custom deck, I have to spend a lot of money because I have a very, very specific stock radio.
Pacific?
That's only in like 04 GM cars. So it's really annoying. So if somebody out there has a better alternative,
I bet it
please
was an Apple idea to do that.
I don't know. So, what else?
Limit the games to 3 games because I know that you're like all about like 10 billion games.
Okay. Well, the first thing I want to say, check out, and I already talked about this a couple weeks ago, but if you have not played Metroid Prime 3 on Wii, go play it now. Trust me. No, it's not quite as deep as BioShock, and no, it does not have online multiplayer like Halo 3, but I promise you, once you play this game on Wii, you will never want to go back to first-person shooting games with double sticks on a controller ever again.
Double dicks.
It's, like, way fucking better. I can't, unless I'm going back to playing, like, GoldenEye, or Perfect Dark, or Red Faction, or Time Splitters, I can't, like, I can't go back to the sticks.
Can't
I don't
say I know what that is.
I don't understand how Halo 3 is going to even compete. I understand graphics and whatever, but it's like once you play where all you have to do is move your hand to turn around, it's like incredible. It's way better. Everybody go out and play Metroid Prime 3, even if you've never played one before. They're grit. It's great.
It's grit.
So
it's great.
What's his name? Ladybug?
Ladybug. Steve. Ladybug.
Steve. All right. Steve. go play a game called Odin's Sphere. It just came out recently on PS2. It's a two-dimensional side-scrolling RPG action game, but it's not turn-based. You kick ass and you level up, kind of like what am I thinking of? Kind of like Castlevania in a way. I have not played it yet, but I know it's really good, and I want to get it. It's like one of the last games I need to get. Another game that's really good is Red Faction, like I just mentioned. It's a little old, first-person shooter, but it was like one of the first games where you could actually blow up the walls and create your own path, so you don't have to follow the game exactly the way they want you to. And what else on PS2? Well, it's better on Xbox, but if you can get it on PS2 and that's all you have, go check out Psychonauts. It's a really cool game. It's only like $12.99 now, used at GameStop, so really, really, really cool action platforming game. Go check that out.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So is that it for you?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. So another podcast talked about Foul Monkeys on their podcast.
Yeah.
Instant gratification.
They don't all sound like Jack, just like two of the guys.
Well, we'll let our listeners judge.
Okay.
So this is basically what they had to say about Foul Monkeys on their show. So here we go. And here we're not going.
Motherfucker, goddamn!
All right, you keep talking so I can figure out what's going on.
Well, I guess I'll keep talking then. I don't know what I was going to say.
Oh, here we go. I gotta turn the volume up on the... Ooh, here we go.
Are we good?
You ready?
Yeah.
So there's a couple new podcasts I started listening to, and Jesus. I was like, yeah. There's a couple new podcasts I started listening to, and I always like plugging other podcasts on our show.
Why?
Because I can.
I'm great. Sure he
they
likes
do, they talked about our show on their show. So,
cool.
Well, one of them has.
Do they say good things? I hope.
Yeah, actually, they talk. They said we're pretty racist.
Oh shit.
We are in the show, so.
Oh, shit.
The first one is the Foul Monkeys podcast. They're pretty funny.
Oh, they call themselves Foul Monkey, and then they come after us for being racist.
I didn't even think about that. That's pretty damn racist, Foul Monkey team.
Oh my god. I didn't even think of that either. I just was making fun of the bad name.
Oh.
Kudos, Luke. You're learning.
The bad name.
Well, on the plus side, every single host on the show uses a sidekick.
The views expressed by Luke and Edward right now are not reflective of instant gratification towards the Foul Monkeys.
Except
it's merely...
No, it pretty
it's
is.
It's merely reflective of instant gratification against Foul Monkeys.
On the last show, I actually called in. I called their voicemail, and I left a message. And they said it, they were talking about Will and Grace in the episode, and they said that on the phone I sound like Jack from Will and Grace.
You know, I've had people tell me that, and I think for a gay, that's just about the worst thing that
ever. Exactly.
I think that every person, even if they're gay or like fag hags or straight people, if they see a guy who's gay,
it's Jack.
It's
Jack.
So yes, that's what they had to say about us. We have a bad name. What's up with that?
I guess. I don't know. yeah, I don't know. The whole Jack thing, I mean, I don't know. If you're extravagant and you talk like that and you're ridiculous all the time and you never take anything seriously and everything is a fucking Broadway show or some kind of joke that relates that relates to your sexual life or whatever, then yeah, you're Jack and you're annoying as hell. Thank you. I find that guy so incredibly funny.
About.
Like, what did you ask me the other day? What's my favorite person?
I go, who is your most favorite character, starting with one? He said Grace. I said number two.
Will.
And you said Will. Number three. Because
they're the least annoying.
Number three was Jack, because he finds Karen the most annoying.
Yeah, she is. She's a bitch. She's not good looking. She's way too short.
She's funny.
No, she thinks she's funny. She's not funny at all.
I think she's the funniest character on there.
I guess. I don't know. I like Grace because she's like an actual normal person. Who doesn't exaggerate anything. I mean, like, she's kind of dramatic, but she is the most, like, she's, like, real people that I actually know. Like, there's nobody like Karen, because if they are, most people don't like them. There you go.
What about Will?
Yeah, but, I don't know. He's kind of, like, if I knew him in real life, he'd be kind of annoying. Not in a gay way. I mean, it has nothing to do with that. It's not like
just
Jack.
His attitude or whatever.
Yeah, he's very, like they said, he's very neurotic, and he's very, controlling, and it's no wonder why he's always single the whole damn series.
Why do you have to talk about me like that?
Gosh.
That's awful. I can't believe you would talk about me on this live broadcast.
So anyway, I'm too tired for jokes, Ricky. I'm sorry.
So there's another podcast that actually spoke about us on their podcast, and it was called Say Anything. Okay. They're from a network called SomaGal. I guess it's like pod show or something like that. It's a series of podcasts that are on that. So I want to say hello to them. I think it's Jen, Debbie, and...
Jen, oh, as in Jennifer?
Yeah. Okay. And then what's the other one? Hold on for a second. I'll have to look. Jen, Debbie, oh my God, I feel like a bad person. Let me check it out.
It's okay, I'm horrible with names too. Like what's his name is Talk to Me from Instant Gratification.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Luke.
Really?
Yeah.
I totally had something different in my head. Well, anyway, we talked. I mean, he seems pretty cool. But I have no idea who he is every time he talks to me. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, because I have a really bad memory. So
it's Jen, Diana, and Deb, or Debbie. And they're cute. Look at them with their professional shit. Hey, you guys, where did you get the microphone stands? I want to know where you got those, because those are really neat, and I want them.
Let me guess, IKEA?
I don't know, but you should take a look at these. Like, they're all in the middle of their desks, and they actually stretch out like this, like a real radio station. They're all professional and shit. Damn. So anyway, they're pretty cool. It's kind of like...
Pinky?
No, because they're not geeky. They just talk about like life, love, and sex. It's kind of like Sex in the City on the radio or something. I don't know.
Only without Miss Boxing
And I
face.
Like their voices, and they're all from Orlando. That's so cool. Or they're all in Orlando. So tell me where you got the microphone stands, because I want to know, girls.
I looked at Sarah Jessica Parker.
Ooh, horse face.
Dude, she has the boxiest face
ever. She's so ugly.
She looks like a Gumby character. Gumby. That's how boxy her face is. It's like polygonal. It looks like Virtua Fighter 1.
It looks like it looks like the original Lara Croft.
Serious? No. At least she had like edges, like she had pointy edges. This girl doesn't even have edges. It's just like box face. And ooh, she's in that terrible movie with what's her name with Matthew McConaughey. That's another.
They're getting
thing.
Ready to come out with a Sex and the City movie,
dude. That's another thing. No more romantic comedies that have like funny takes on popular phrases like no reservations, failure to launch, rumor has it. Like enough with the funny, normal, you know, like phrases in the English language that are turned into romantic comedy movie titles. Enough. I don't know. I can't think of one good romantic comedy that's like doesn't have one of those. But anyway, yeah, I get tired of those. I saw Failure to Launch at Walmart yesterday, so I was like, horse.
I've never seen it.
Well, I didn't see it yet. I saw the movie sitting there. So,
what else we got to talk about? We got like 8 minutes, seven minutes.
I hooked cable up in the room.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. So having cable is awesome. Sorry, we're back.
Yeah, that's cool.
In the bedroom.
What? Oh, I have a question for everybody. Call us up. Email us
206-94 foul.
Email us at Gmail.
Foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Comment on our MySpace.
Foul monkeys, comma, or foul monkeys, parentheses, it's a bad name, @gmail.com.
Right. I want to know what everybody's favorite Michael Jackson album is, because everybody has one.
Thriller.
For me, it's Bad. I loved Bad. And then probably, well, Thriller, yeah, but Thriller and Off the Wall are kind of even for me, because I love Off the Wall, too. Thriller! Because I liked him when he was still like kind of wholesome 70s guy. Like, I want to rock with you all night. Or like, what's that other one? It comes on the radio all the time. The one that's like,
heal the world.
No. Older than that.
Make it a better place for you.
No, the
and
one where he's
for
like,
me and the entire human race.
The one where he's like, I want to love you, BYT. You know? What? Pretty Young Thing.
I don't remember that.
Oh my God, I'm looking it up right now.
What about another song? What about the one where the video is like the heads and they're going like this? It's black. It's white. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, this is the one. I love this song.
I don't remember it at all.
It's fucking groovy.
It makes me want to get my skates out.
I know, right? Yeah, this is one of the things.
It's
something's wrong.
It's working, right?
No, it's skipping.
It's fucking YouTube. It's shit.
YouTube?
Yes, it's on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a song. All right, but anyway, yeah, that's my favorite Michael Jackson song. But that one isn't on Bad. I don't know which one that's on, actually. I think it's the one... It's like the...
That one's on my ass.
The one right before Bad.
Off the Wall?
No. Off the Wall is older than Thriller. Off the Wall is when he still had an afro, and he was still kind of dark.
Oh, and he's leaning against the wall.
Yeah. The brick wall, yeah. Here. There we go. Yeah, but I don't know. Everybody email us, MySpace us, whatever you got to do. I want to know everybody's favorite.
Tell us what your favorite Michael Jackson song
album
is.
Because even if
album
you're not...
Album or song? I would say song.
Album. Yeah, album and song. Okay, my favorite song from him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like that one a lot. And then I like...
I like Beat It.
What were the one we were talking about just earlier? I already forgot the one that I was singing.
It's Black.
No, it's before White. That.
Heal the World.
I want to rock with you all night. That's probably my favorite one out of everything. I like the Bad album.
And he has the video and he's going like back and forth. It's kind of like something you would like Jermiraquai would do or
and
something.
And it's all like disco-y and shit. Right. And it's just like him, like a bunch
of
him.
He's going back and forth.
Yeah. It's so bad. I love it. It's so 70s.
Alrighty, so this is the end. We're getting down to 30 minutes. Minutes. So I want to remind everyone to go to the website at www.foulmonkeys.com.
Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. And
check out our blog.
Oh, we're going to play Obie's. Let him take us out.
Obie?
Yeah, he left us a message.
We played it on the last show, didn't we?
Obie? Obie from California.
Yeah, I think we played it on the last show, didn't we?
No, I talked to him since then. Let's play that on the way out.
Well, we may not be able to do that because I don't have it ready. And there's this call. But if we can just keep talking for a few minutes, if you want to talk about something while I get it started.
Well, I don't know what I was going to talk about.
All right, as opinionated as your ass is and you don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
That's
well, you know, it's always video games or music. It's one or the other.
That's a word.
Word.
That's word. What's word?
Oh, how about I was at Wendy's house today and she's like, I don't want no N-word in my house. The girl I was helping.
Did you say the N-word?
No, her siblings did. But she was like, fuck this and fuck that and bitches and hoes, but she doesn't want anybody to say the N-word. And it's like, well, I'm pretty sure if they learn it. You know, shit and fuck is like your gateway drug, your gateway profanity word into racial profane words. So I don't know, it was just kind of weird. But they live on this like weird house on Old Highway 37, and
which is the old South Florida.
Impossible to find that bullshit. I was like, how does it go 56 blah blah blah, 57 blah blah, and then 62 blah blah blah. Like, it skipped, like, a whole fucking block. So I had to look real careful, and it was, like, in between this thing, behind the thing, 5804 or whatever. So. All
right, you want to play this call real quick?
Yeah, but anyway, Florida addresses suck.
I was just going to say, make sure you visit the website. Make sure you give us a call. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Leave us reviews. Actually, this Sunday, we're going to be drawing the name for the person for the t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So as many people, please put in your... reviews, 5-star preferably. What else can they view our blog? We have new stuff up there.
Yeah, I put pictures, like I said last time, if nobody heard them or saw them.
And we're working on another video podcast. We're not for sure what we're going to do, though.
And remember, tell us your favorite Michael Jackson album or song or both. I want to know.
Or you can call in and sing it to us.
Yeah, do a little, or even a clip if you're shy. It's cool. Use YouTube.
So, this is Ricky.
This is Herbalicious.
And this is Foul Monkeys 117. And this is going to be Obie leaving. Does he ask us a question? I can't remember.
I don't know, but we'll answer next time.
We'll listen to it. Here we go.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. This is Obie from Berkeley. Calling in to tell you guys I love your show. and really digging the Foul Monkey Light episodes. And the most recent one was pretty awesome. The Mama Said episode, that was freaking hilarious. And the new test video podcast thing that you guys did was adorable. So hope to see more from you guys. Rock on. Later.